Hochstein in the gun. He keeps it again.
There he goes.
Up the middle. Lowers the shoulders. Somersaults into the end zone. And that's a touchdown, Warriors. Landon Hochstein from 5 yards out. And the Warriors are an extra point away from tying this game.
Great football. Good job by the offensive line. And I really like it from Landon. Really hard run. And he kind of established that whole drive on the first run when they had him bottled up for about a 2 yard gain, maybe. And he ended up getting 7 or 8 out of it.
4 touchdowns in 1 game. That's what happened last week for Norwalk junior quarterback Landon Hochstein. For that effort, he was last week's Football Friday Night Player of the Week and is this week's Player Profile. In fact, he's had 4 touchdowns in all 3 of Norwalk's wins this season. But Hochstein says last week's win over Dallas Sutter Grimes was the team's best performance so far.
Made some adjustments at halftime and second half. I think we ran the ball the best we have all year. Luke Jones, Chase Monroe both ran really hard and found ourselves in a lot of good positions to score thanks to our defense and put some points on the board.
In last week's 28-9 win over DCG on homecoming night in Norwalk, Hochstein accounted for all 4 touchdowns, 2 rushing and 2 passing. Pickup of 6 moves the chains for a Norwalk first down. Here's Hochstein, back to pass. Slings
there you
it
go.
Over the middle. It is caught, and that is a touchdown, Norwalk. A catch and run that time for the Warriors.
Tracy Davis.
And there it is. It is Tracy Davis. He's got 2 catches on the air and 2 touchdowns. He was wide open on the curl route and was able to turn around and take off. And he was tackled on his way into the end zone for the score. And the Warriors lead for the first time tonight. Head coach Paul Patterson says his quarterback has played a pivotal role in each win this season and has gained the trust from the coaching staff to make his own decisions on the field.
So the first thing we should probably talk about is the fact that he's not afraid to call his own number. There were a couple times where we had a play called and he audibled and got out of it and he called his own number. I think that's important. I don't know if you've seen the movie The Replacements with Gene Hackman and Keanu Reeves. And in one of the early games in the season, Keanu Reeves gives the ball up to somebody else and Gene Hackman, the coach, tells him, you know, at the end of the game, you want to have the football. You know, the guy that's going to make a play, that's who we want to have the football. And I think I see Landon, not as Keanu Reeves, but I see Landon as the guy that wants the football at the end of the game, and he wants the football in his hand. So that's huge. The second thing is making sure that he puts us in a good position. If he doesn't like what he sees or he doesn't feel comfortable with it, he's comfortable right now getting us out of that play and putting us into something that he thinks is going to work. Sometimes I agree, and very few times do I disagree with what he's doing, and ultimately we're suggesting a play and he's the one that's going to see it and decide whether or not he thinks it's going to work. And if he doesn't think it's going to work, then get us out of it and put us in something he thinks is going to work.
After establishing the run game last week, something the Warriors had trouble with before, Hochstein found receiver Dylan Rank for a 39-yard touchdown to go up by 2 scores. So Norwalk takes over with a short field to drive. They're at the DCG 39, 3:18 to go here, third quarter. Hochstein with a pump fake, airs it out, middle of the field, down for Dylan Rank, and he's got it! Touchdown, Norwalk! A simple fly route down the field, and Dylan Rank there to haul it in at the goal line. And the Warriors on top 20-7.
You got to love that, John. As soon as, you know, it's always a great time to go after a big play right after you've gotten the turnover and a great pass. Landon Hochstein just playing excellent football tonight. Dylan Rank with a great catch. Ran a great route, but Landon put it right on his numbers.
Looking at the big picture, Hochstein is in his first year of starting on varsity, but has played QB at every level his entire life. He says he was able to learn from some big-name quarterbacks in the past that came before him, Zach Marker and Max Juergens.
Well, one thing, I just needed to get bigger. I put on about 30 pounds this offseason, which has helped a lot, but also just the last 2 years learning the playbook from Zach and Max. I mean, they both did a phenomenal job of spreading the ball out and being able to put points on the board. And just learning from them, I think, was the biggest thing. And understanding and getting the confidence to be able to run the offense myself.
Patterson says he's one of the more cognizant QBs he's had as of late.
And that goes all the way back to the beginning when I talked about how much he knows and how comfortable he is with what everybody is doing. He knows what everybody's supposed to be doing, and that's a key piece to seeing how the defense lines up and then deciding whether or not he thinks something is going to work. And most of the time, we don't have to worry about it. I think we mesh well enough, you know, from a prep standpoint, and then getting him to execute what it is that's called. But if he doesn't like it, he's got the green light to change it.
One way I've developed a lot recently is just being able to stay calm no matter what the score, being able to just try to lead the offense the best I can. And especially this year, being able to change the play at the line of scrimmage and get out of something if it doesn't look right, and just being able to understand defensive schemes a little more than I had in the past.
Coach P also says that a couple of areas of improvement would go a long way in Hookstein's game.
Getting on people when things don't go well or go the way that he thinks or the way that they should. If somebody screws up, I'd like to see him be a little bit more vocal with that. But otherwise, you know, his leadership has been key. He usually plays good cop. You know, when it comes to me and I come in and let somebody know that they did not do what they were supposed to do, then he's there picking them up and helping them, and that's been a really good role for him. And then also just the standpoint of relaxing. You know, and you can tell when he's tight, and if we can get him to the point where I'm not saying he shouldn't be nervous, but can we get him to relax just enough to perform at his best, because he can be really, really good.
When it comes to this week's opponent, the Boone Toreadors, Hookstein says he just needs to take things one game at a time.
Just through watching film and stuff like that, I think that we are in a good position to have a successful game. We prepare this week in practice, and I'm excited for Friday night. Not home, but excited to go out there and play our hardest. I think just taking it one week at a time, not looking ahead to the Bondurants and the Indianolas right now, but just being able to take it one week at a time and prepare for each team like it's the most important game at that moment. And I don't see a team out there that I don't think we can beat.
The 3-1 Norwalk Warriors head to Boone tonight to begin district play, with a broadcast airing on KNIA3. With this week's player profile on Norwalk quarterback Landon Hookstein, I'm John Mowinkle. So it's first and goal from the 4, half the distance to the goal. Here's Hookstein keeping it.
Look at that.
Pushing the pile forward, very close. And they signal touchdown. It's Landon Hookstein with his second rushing touchdown of the game. It's 27-7 Norwalk.
That's exactly how you answer a play like that, too. You go ahead and you say, that's fine. You can take that little shot when I'm not ready, but next play, he went and ran over about 4 defenders and wasn't going to be denied the end zone. The Norwalk offense is rolling in the second half, and it's led by Landon Hookstein. Great job by the offense and by the offensive line.